several years. We have to spend 1 year, an entire year, in one book of the Bible. And it was very fruitful. There was even 1 year when we went to a book of the Bible and we extended it for 2 years. Amen. We value the Word of God. I don't play when it comes to the Word of God. One thing I'll tell you, when I stand before you to preach the Word of the Lord, when I stand before you to preach the Word of the Lord, I am not coming to you to entertain you. I'm coming to you to release the Word of the Lord and to bring healing and transformation. Can we say amen? All right. So Titus chapter 1, verse 5, and then 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 11 through 15. Here begins the reading of God's holy word. Hallelujah. Then David summoned Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, and Uriel, and Asaiah, and Joel, and Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab, the Levites. He said to them, "You are the heads of the Levitical families. Did, and notice here he says, you and your fellow Levites are to consecrate yourselves and bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have prepared for it. It was because you, the Levites, did not bring it up the first time that the Lord our God broke out in anger against us. We did not inquire of him about how to do it in the prescribed way. You did not consult me about the proper order." So the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves in order to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the ark of God with the poles on their shoulders, as Moses had commanded in accordance with the word of the Lord. Set in order, for this reason I have set you in Crete, Titus 1:5, that you would set in order the things that are lacking and ordain elders in every city. And then 1 Chronicles chapter 15, Old Testament, 1 Testament verses 11 through 15. Father, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Lord, I ask that you would allow me to speak to them what you have said to me. Amen. This weekend, we are celebrating a dreamer, one who captured the world in 1963, who uttered a speech that ricocheted throughout history on the steps of the Washington Monument, a speech that was actually extemporaneous, a speech that was not prepared or planned, a speech that he wrestled with what he should share. And while he was getting ready to talk, it is told to us that Mahalia Jackson leaned over to Dr. King and said and whispered to him, "Tell us about the dream, Martin. Tell us about the dream." And he began to share what he saw in a dream. I have come to the understanding that dreams with discipline become reality, but dreams without discipline become nightmares. I'm going to say that again. Dreams with discipline become reality, but dreams without discipline become nightmares. Is it possible that the church, which is God's dream, is currently in a nightmare because we are not redeeming the dream? The Bible declares unto us in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 that there was an order. God dwells where there is order. God dwells where there is order. Order is the correct arrangement of things. I want to just flow today. I have stuff prepared, but I feel a flow on me. Order is the correct arrangement of things. Everything that God does, he does threefold. Dr. Galton and I talked about this during our Spark conversation. He does threefold. He does everything first according to a pattern. So the first thing we see, number one, we see a pattern. a pattern, a pattern, a pattern. The first thing he does is according to a pattern. The first thing he does, one on the screen, is according to a pattern. Secondly, he moves us from a pattern, thank you. He moves us from a pattern to a principle. A principle. First thing he does is show us a pattern. Everything with God begins with a pattern. Then he moves us, number two, from a pattern to a principle. A principle. Number two, a principle. A principle. I want you to get this down, and you're going to see it on your screen. The third thing he does, after he moves us from a pattern, and he moves us to a principle, the third thing he does is move us to his purpose. His purpose. His purpose. First thing we see is a pattern. Second thing we see is a principle. Third thing we see is his purpose. Thank you. His purpose. His purpose. So all together, pattern, principle, purpose. Pattern, principle, purpose. Horace, God has a pattern. Then he outlines a principle, which leads us into purpose. The problem is we want purpose, but we don't want to follow the principles and the patterns of God. See, because purpose is a byproduct of obedience. If we're going to really have an effective year, if we're going to really set, I want you to hear me prophetically by the Spirit of grace, if we're going to really have an effective year, if we're going to really make this year the year that we say we're going to receive everything that God has for us, if we're going to make this year a year in which we're going to really be productive, then we have to do things according to the pattern, the principle, and then the purposes of God. There is a difference between chasing popularity and understanding purpose. And we live in a society, we live in a world that is inundated, that is fascinated, that is energized and magnified by popularity. And we chase popularity oftentimes at the expense of purpose. It is amazing. The late and great Mother Teresa of Calcutta, India, had said many years ago that God did not call us to be successful. He called us to be faithful. And I took my own spin on that quote and said, God did not call us to be famous. He called us to be faithful. And many times we are obsessed with fame. We are obsessed with tangible results. And I want to tell you right now, anytime you do business with God, anytime you're walking with God, there will be seasons, there will be moments in your journey, there will be moments in your life in which all the pieces won't make sense, in which you won't know all of the pieces of the pie, in which you won't know how to get everything situated, in which you won't know how to get everything established, in which you won't know how to get everything done. You will have to trust God according to his pattern, his principle, which leads us into his purpose. So everything begins with a pattern. Patterns are principles, commandments, or laws. Patterns are principles, commandments, or laws. God never reveals his purpose up front. He brings us into a pattern. Patterns are symbols, miracles, but it takes discipline for us to understand his purpose. And I believe that this is a year in which the purposes of God will be released in your life. If you believe that, just say, I receive it. Let's go a step deeper. The pattern serves as a discipline to get us to his purpose. I know when you're quiet and commenting, you're listening. The pattern serves as a discipline to get us to his purpose. That's why in the Old Covenant we see animal sacrifice, Hebrews 10 and 1. But it moves us into the ultimate pattern, which is the ultimate sacrifice, Christ himself. Okay, so everything is a picture of what is to come. What is to come? God moves according to, glory to God, God moves according to patterns, principles, and his promises. Every promise he has made you will always be built according to a pattern. There will always be specific instructions that God will give you to bring you into the intention of his desired place for you. So the pattern is set in place. Notice the train of the text. The Bible declares unto us. The Bible declares unto us that David summons Zadok. Notice how the Bible declares in 1 Chronicles 15. Then David summoned Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Give me a few more minutes to work this. Abiathar the priest. The priests are listed first. The Bible says the priests are listed first, not second, not last. The priests are listed first. He summons Zadok. Therefore, leaders are summoned. God has a weird way of calling us even when we don't want to be called. You remember how growing up, your mother would call you and say, hey, come in and wash the dishes. You know, come in and wash the dishes. Yeah. Come in, did you hear what I said? I said, wash the dishes. It was heard. It was heard, but it was not acted on. And I believe that in this pandemic, like in The Color Purple, God's trying to tell us something. But are we paying attention to what he's saying? The Bible declares, thank you, Mama. The Bible declares that he summoned him. Zadok's name in the Hebrew literally means righteousness. Righteousness. And I believe that in this hour, God's looking for a righteous remnant. Not everybody, not the masses, but people who are attuned to him. People who have a heart after him. People who are hungry for him. And people who will do what he's called them to do. And so notice, good morning. So notice what happens here. Leaders are summoned. So the first thing we see in this text is the summoning. The summoning. And I believe that God's going to summon you this year out of your comfort zone. Hallelujah. God's summoning you out of complacency. God's summoning you out of confusion. If you're listening under the sound of my voice this morning, God's summoning you out of the chaos and the calamity. God's summoning you out of what is familiar because he has a destination in mind for where he desires to take you. And we must recover, rediscover, redeem, and redream his original intent. We must recover, rediscover, redeem, and redream his original intent. Notice, let's move. Notice, after he summons Zadok and Abiathar the priest and the Levites, he speaks to them specifically, just like they do in the mafia. He speaks to the head of the families. And what does he do? He's speaking to the priesthood because it represents structure. I'm going to tell you right now, you can be summoned, you can be called, but if you don't have structure, whatever it is you've been called to do, it will not work. Because if there is no structure to sustain it, you'll mismanage it. Sometimes we don't get the results we're looking for. Sometimes we don't get things in our lives the way we were hoping to get them done. We don't accomplish certain things because we have no structure to put underneath it. God is a God of order. And not did he did not just summon them, but he also structured them. And in that structure, they received insight. And too many times we want today to be lone rangers. We want today to be people who don't work with anybody. We want today, well, I can jump on, but I don't feel like it. But you don't understand. When you are in the will of God, God is going to put you in a structure. That's why you need to belong to a ministry. That's why you must be connected to an anointing. That's why you, because there is a structure that comes in safety. Those who are planted, Psalms tells us, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those who are planted, if you're not planted, you won't flourish. There's flourishing that comes from planting because the planting is tied to the structure. And in order for you to get where God wants you to go, I don't know who I'm preaching to today. In order for you to get where God wants you to go in this new year, there's going to be a new level of structure. If it's a relationship, if it's a marriage, if it's a job, if it's something else, there must be a new level of structure. You cannot get to the next place unless there's a structure to sustain it. God told David, don't just summon them, structure them. So he got all the Levites together and they put structure in place. Until structure is put in place, the purposes of God cannot be realized, cannot be revealed, cannot be understood. There must be a structure to sustain it. Glory to God. I'm preaching to somebody today. Glory to God. So there was a summoning. There was a structure. Then, another S word we don't like. It might be a cuss word today. There was a sacrifice. A sacrifice. A sacrifice. Why? Notice what he says. He said to them, you are to consecrate yourselves. You are to consecrate yourself. We don't like that word consecration. That's why today, you know, we like fasting. Fasting a lot today has really become more dieting because you're just really just not eating, but you ain't praying or reading the word. And if you're not praying or reading the word, what's the point? Because the main difference between a diet is just changing your eating habits. Hallelujah. But if you are not praying and feeding and feasting on the word of God, it will not bring transformation in your life. Fasting does not move God. Fasting changes you. It brings your flesh under subjection. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Because we hear a whole lot of erroneous stuff. And I want to correct some of that as we're in this passage. He said, consecrate yourself. So we're moving from the summoning and the structure to the sacrifice, to the sacrifice, to the sacrifice. Consecrate yourself, consecrate yourself. There are certain, I told somebody this the other day, there's a certain place you want to get to in God. You can't get there without a sacrifice. You can't get there without consecrating yourself. You can't get there without shutting your phone off sometime. If you're going to blab on the phone all the time and be on everybody's video and everybody's business and everybody's stuff, don't expect to hear from God. Because if you're going to really hear from God, you got to consecrate yourself. You got to get on your face. You got to get away from everybody else. And you got to begin to seek the Lord and ask God for wisdom and insight and instruction concerning what he wants to do in your life. And until you get to the place in which you are willing to consecrate yourself, there will be a void there because of a lack of consecration. And today we love celebration. We don't like consecration. Hello, somebody. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you this morning? We love celebration. We don't love consecration because consecration means you got to get uncomfortable. Consecration means God's going to get all up in your business. Consecration means God's going to get in your DNA. You know what DNA I'm talking about? Dirty, nasty attitudes. Consecration means God's going to get up in your attitude. God's going to get up in how you treat your neighbor. God's going to get up in how you treat your spouse. God's going to get up in how you handle your boss, how you handle other people. God is going to deal with the stuff that nobody sees but you. And that's when transformation comes. Transformation doesn't just come when you're in a service and you fall out and jump and run around. And I believe in all of that. I'm a Pentecostal. But transformation, real change starts from the inside. I don't want to be a three-piece suit sharper than a tack, but I'm a demon when you come meet me. I don't want to be someone that dressed to the nines and look great, but on the inside it's impure. I don't want to be somebody that looks the part, but on the inside I'm a predator. I don't want to be somebody that looks the part, but on the inside I'm not what I need to be. God wants you to consecrate yourself. And I'm not talking about a dress. I'm not talking about a doilet. I'm not talking about a robe to the floor. I'm talking about a life of surrender unto the Lord. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. God's calling somebody. He's calling you to consecrate yourself. Woo! Almost out of time. And notice here the summoning. I may have to come back and finish some. I normally don't do that, but I may have to come back between Tuesday and Sunday to finish the rest of this. The summoning. And then we understand the structure. Then we see the sacrifice. And then he moves them to a place. Look what the Bible says. He says, after you consecrate yourselves and bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place. There is an assigned place. The place that I have prepared for it. So we move from the summoning to the structure, to the sacrifice, and then the setting. Hear me. The summoning, God's summoning you. Then the structure, he's calling to structure you. Then the sacrifice. Then the setting. That means your environment's about to change. I'm just going to prophesy. I prophesy to you this year. For some of you, God is changing your setting right now. You've been trying to figure out, you started this year uneasy. Get all up in your mail. You started this year feeling uneasy because your setting has changed. Friendships have changed. Connections have changed. Folk that used to text you right back is starting to stall. People that used to just hang out with you ain't been wanting to hang out. Folk that you normally would run around with and be cut buddies with don't want to cut up with you no more. Why? Because that is not something on your accord. I prophesy to you, it's supernatural. It's God. It's God all up in that phone. Is God all up in that text message? Is God all up in those environments? Because God is saying to me to tell you today, your setting is changing. Your life is changing. Your circumstances is changing. I prophesy to you today by the Spirit of Almighty God, your situation is changing. Your circumstances is changing. What you see around you is changing. And all God wants to know is, are you ready? Are you all in? I feel the Holy Ghost change the name of this message. Are you all in? Are you all in for him to change your setting? Are you all in for him to change the sacrifice? Are you all in for him to change the structure? Are you all in because he's summoning you? He's calling you deeper unto himself. And God says to them, you did not consult me. You did not consult me. You did not consult me about the proper order. You did not consult me about the proper order. Thank you, Sister Brandy. Number 5 is supernatural. After the setting is supernatural. You did not consult me about the proper order. Are you all in? You did not consult me about the proper order. There is a prescribed way. There is a prescribed way. There is a prescribed way. There is a particular way that God wants to do. There is a particular way that God wants to move. There is a particular way that God wants to heal. There's a particular way that God wants to deliver. Are you all in? God just wants somebody to say, God, I'm all in. I'm all in this year. I ain't going to play. I'm not going to play with you. I ain't going to have one foot in and one foot out. I'm not going to sit around and watch all these folks dropping like flies from all this stuff going all around me. I don't need to be flat on my back and not be able to do anything to get my attention on you. I am all in. I'm all in by your spirit. I'm all in by your power. I'm all in by your anointing. I am all in. I have to finish this. I'll finish the rest of this Sunday because Tuesday I'm going to teach on the Holy Ghost. I want to spend several weeks on Tuesday nights teaching you about the Holy Ghost for real. We're going to go through the Word of God and understand what the Holy Ghost is, what Holy Spirit is, how to understand the Holy Spirit, because too many times stuff we call God is not God. Things that we call God is not God. And so sometimes we see things happening and we call it the Holy Spirit and it's not. It's just the work of the flesh. So I'm going to start teaching on the Holy Ghost this coming Tuesday. But I want you right now to understand that God wants you all in. He wants you all in. His system. They did not consult me about the proper order. I'm going to give you one more point and then I'm going to close. I'm going to give you one more point because I got to go. I'm going to give you one more point and then I'm going to close. All right. They did not consult me about the proper order. God's system is tied to order. God's system is tied to order. It is not like the world's system. He has a prescribed way and a particular pattern. And all he wants for us to do is say yes. Right now, unless you're holding the phone in your hand, just lift your hands up to heaven. Lift your hands up to heaven. Lift your hands up to heaven. Lift your hands up to heaven and tell the Lord yes. Lift your hands up to heaven and tell him yes. Lift your hands up to heaven and tell him yes. Lift your hands up to heaven and tell him yes. Tell him yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, every day. Yes, Lord. My heart says yes to you. My mind says yes to you. My spirit says yes to you. Yes, Shabbat Nebuku Shataba. Yes, Lord. Yes, less. Yes, yes, yes. We surrender. We surrender. Come on, help me pray, Pastor. We surrender to you. We bless you. We honor you. We exalt you. We worship your holy and righteous name. Oh God, today we're all in. We don't want to just be pleasing to the flesh. We don't want to just be pleasing to the eyes. We don't want to just be pleasing to everything else. We say yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to your spirit. Yes every day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we renew our yes to you today. We renew our yes to you today. My storage is empty and I am available to you. God, we release ourselves. We consecrate ourselves. We turn around. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. We don't say today I surrender some. We say today I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch someone's soul today under the sound of my voice. Heal and deliver, save and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call on you today. Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, heal and deliver. Jesus, save and set free. Have your way in Jesus' name. And we give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And we bless you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're not saved, out of the ark of safety, very simple. Come to Jesus. Give him your all. Turn your life over to him and watch him make a way out of nowhere. Watch him save you. Watch him deliver you. Watch him clean you up from the inside. We say yes to you, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, we will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be yes. Lord, yes. If that is your heart's prayer today, you simply confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, and you are saved. No gimmicks, no games. It doesn't matter what your W-2 is, W-9, 1040, don't make a difference. God will change your life forever, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. If you have not already, let's make sure we sow into the kingdom of God right now. Let's sow into the kingdom of God. Let's sow into this work of God. This Tuesday night, I'll be back at 7:30. This coming Sunday, we'll be back. Let's sow into the kingdom of God. Bless you for your King Day on tomorrow. It's a day of service. Get some rest. Be a blessing to others. Listen, again, if you have not done so, obey the Spirit of grace. Some of you have been on, and the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to you right now. Surrender. Surrender and sow. Obey the Spirit of God. Cash App $ Global Fire now. The struggle is over. I rebuke lack. I curse it. Return it back to sender now in the name of Jesus. $ Global Fire now. PayPal.me/GlobalFireNow. Zelle GlobalFireNow at gmail.com. And also, you can still for now text Global to 51400. Right now, as we close out in praise, I want you to type in right now, it's already done. Do it right now. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. I'm all in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. May his countenance be with you. And may he give you his peace. Global is who we are. Fire is what we bring. Ministry is what we do. In Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. Text me. Hit me. Bless you. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.